All right, this morning in studio, we're glad to be joined by Jordana Flemmer. Jordana, good morning.
Good morning.
How's it going?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good.
Good, that's all great.
Right. Yeah, thanks, Jordana, for joining us here. Jordana is owner of A Night Out in Carrington, and that's a new event, right?
Yes, yes, it's a new event. We are going to be starting out, the first weekend will be April 12th and April 13th. It's a Friday and a Saturday.
Okay.
We normally will run 7 to 9:30, but the first weekend we will be opening the doors at 6:30. Basically, there's skating, there's dancing, we have basketball, we have cornhole, we have giant bowling. We're working on getting some activities put together for kids who are, you know, 1 to 2. We encourage everybody to come. Friday nights is typically for kids that are 1 to 12, and then kids 1 through 6 do require some parental supervision. And then Saturday nights are for kids who are 12 to 19. We do charge admission. Regular admission for a parent or somebody that's supervising would be $3. Otherwise, kids 3 to 19 could get in for $6, or they could pay $9 and get admission with a snack or a candy or a beverage of their choosing. And then kids 1 to 2 will get in for free. We're super excited. We do require that people fill out a waiver beforehand, just so we know, like, who they are, you know, who mom and dad is, if there's an emergency, you know, something like that. We know who to call in case, you know, they don't have a cell phone or anything like that, just so we can keep everybody informed and just so everybody's clear on what our rules are and that kind of stuff. Other than that, we're super excited to start out. It'll be like 2 weekends a month at the Carrington Armory. We hope to catch everybody there. From those who are listening for our Facebook page, we are doing a drawing starting this morning, right now. Whoever can go on to our Facebook page at Night Out and share our waiver post and fill out the waiver will get 1 free admission with a snack, candy, or beverage of their choosing. So go on, share our waiver post, fill out the waiver, submit it. And Thursday morning at 10 a.m., we will announce the winner.
Awesome. So this is now, is this, you said 2 weekends a month.
Yep.
Is that throughout the summer? Or?
Yeah, we are going to go all year round. In the summer, we are hoping to collaborate with other places in town. You know, hopefully maybe the fair board would be interested, the youth center, you know, when they do National Night Out, we'd love to help for that. Yeah, just to kind of make something cool. So it won't always just be the skating and the dancing. Sometimes we are going to be doing some really cool themes and, different activities to kind of keep the interest level peaked and keep it interesting. Have some fun.
So you're co-owner with your husband, Dylan.
Yeah.
Tell us, how'd you come up with this idea?
You know, basically, we were just kind of sitting on the couch one night and we're like, gosh, there's just not much to do in Carrington for kids, you know. And then we were kind of reminiscing about when truckers used to do the skating up at the armory. And it was like, you know, that'd be really cool if we could bring it back, you know. But then it was like, well, the skating isn't such a big thing anymore. You know, maybe we should add dancing and maybe we should add this and that and whatever. So that's kind of where it came from. And the next thing we knew, we were filing for sales tax permits and going to city council meetings and, you know, insurance and the whole works. And now we're just super excited. And seems like everybody else is super excited to have that back and do something cool in town again.
So opening night, weekend, a couple of weeks away, April 12th and 13th at the Carrington Armory. What's some of the responses you've been hearing?
We've been hearing a lot of responses. People think it's really cool that we're bringing it back. We did actually call truckers when we thought about doing this, just to kind of ask them how they did it, if they had any advice. We did ask for permission to take over ownership of the roller skates that are up there. We do ask that everybody bring their own, just because the ones that are up there need some repair work before we can really, you know, do anything. But once we get them repaired, they'll just be free to use to whoever would like to use them. So you can get out there and skate if you want to skate. But yeah, it was pretty much like a couch dream that we were like, you know, that would be really cool if we could do that for everybody.
So natives of Carrington, you and your husband,
yeah,
right?
Yep. Okay. Yep. We both are from Carrington. My parents are Mike and Carol Sherman, and then Dylan's parents are Lynn and Karen Flemmer.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So starting in April, when is your next event then? April, the following weekend then? Or?
We are shooting for April 26th and 27th as the next weekend to go ahead, just because, you know, there's prom the beginning of April, and then it's us, and then we have the community Easter egg hunt. We try not to, you know, conflict with other people's big things too much to give them, you know, their chance to do their cool thing and, you know, whatever. So then we'll be the weekend after the community Easter egg hunt.
So you're shooting for that every 2 weeks or so, roughly?
Yeah. Is that what you're, we're trying to go for like an every other thing. We do have like an agreement with the armory in the city where if, you know, a wedding comes in or like a bigger event and they really need the armory, we'll back out and we'll just reschedule so that way they can still do their thing.
This is for all kids.
Yeah.
Carrington,
all
surrounding
kids.
Area,
Carrington,
right?
Rockford, okay. Jamestown, Devil's Lake, Buchanan, Pingree, Sykeston, Gray City. I mean, wherever you are, just come. We're happy to have you. Just make sure you fill out the waiver before you come so you can save yourself some time and get in quicker when you get to the door.
Okay. And activities, lots of fun activities.
Lots of fun activities. We have lots of cool things planned. We've got like a whole slew of staff. We're pumped. We're ready. We got lots of candy, lots of healthy snacks too. So it's not all, you know, just junk food. We've got some healthy stuff in there.